Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I would like to say, amidst all of the news that can feel a little disconcerting, there's still an awful lot of people in this community that really care about each other, and we see every day people willing to be out there and do the work to make sure that kids and families are getting fed during this time. And, you know, we're really grateful for the show of support that we've seen as we, you know, ramp up our efforts to make sure that as schools are closed, kids and families are getting the food they need.
And how did that first week go, Jerry, and what's coming up for the week ahead?
Well, the first week went pretty well. I mean, you know, Gleaners distributes between 3 and 4 million pounds of food every month, month in, month out. And so we know how to do emergency food. We added in the a two-week period an additional 57 sites where we'll be distributing over 600,000 pounds of food in addition to what we normally do. And we're continuing to look at our food sources and our resources to grow that as this evolves. And, of course, we're watching very carefully every day the announcements and what might happen and what resources are available through the state and federal government so that we can make sure we're tapping every available resource for our community.
And to that end, Jerry, we see that Gleaners is beginning a new grocery box pickup sites. Tell us a little bit about that.
So what that is, essentially, because we want to help contain the virus as well, we're using a lot fewer volunteers, and we're not having families come in to get their food. People are staying in their cars, but in order to have people stay in their cars, you got to have a little bit of a different system. So we put the grocery boxes together so that our team can go right to someone's trunk, put the box in their trunk, and the people who are getting the food don't have to have any further exposure from a public way, as everyone is trying to, you know, help contain the virus.
In a way, it's getting out more food with less people, in a way. I'm sure that's not what you want, but to give it the situation, you just took a problem and kind of made it an opportunity, didn't you?
Well, I mean, that's what you have to do, right? And I think all of us in the world of caring for others are looking at what we can do to maintain or grow what our services are based on the need, while being very conscientious about we can't spread this further. So yeah, it's what you have to do, and I'll give a shout out to my team. I mean, I've got some amazing people who think up all kinds of things to try to make things better and easier and safer as we go about doing this work. And we know, I mean, we're starting to get calls now from senior housing places where, you know, there's an awful lot of risk, and how can we help those places specifically? And so as we look in the weeks ahead, I know we're going to see a lot more activity around how do we reach seniors who are particularly vulnerable, as we probably will keep growing the amount of food we get to kids and families.
I was going to say, you're probably seeing new faces, new audiences as part of your mission, aren't you?
Well, for sure. I mean, because every summer schools close, we have some things we can put in place pretty quickly to start serving the kids and families while school is out. And it's really good that we've had a lot of support and understanding from the community around that. Now we've got employment issues, people who can't go to work, and not all those people are going to get paid, even though we're really grateful to see some unemployment help and some other things coming down the pipe for people. Still, we're going to see more people like that, and we're going to see people who would otherwise maybe have a few extra resources really not able to tap those resources because of their, you know, mobility issues and some other things that are made even worse by quarantining and that kind of a thing. So we're also very concerned about our own team and making sure that they can keep coming to work. And, you know, there's certainly additional stresses, certainly new faces, but we're out here, we're doing the work, and again, you know, we've seen an increase in support online, and right now we can't do food drives. We really can't use many volunteers because of the containment issue, and so those people that are donating online, it is hugely helpful right now. They're going to our website. That's GCFB. Those are the initials for Gleaners Community Food Bank, gcfb.org. And it's hugely helpful to be getting that support.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.